You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business. Business success. Today we are speaking with both Brooke and Liz Wilson, franchise owners at Two Men in a Truck, a company that provides a full menu of moving services for residential or business relocation. Two Men and a Truck's team of fully licensed movers will customize their services to fit your budget and specific needs while making the experience as stress-free as possible. Brooke and Liz, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much.
And the pleasure is certainly ours. So what is it about the moving industry and Two Men in a Truck specifically that motivated you to go all in and buy in as a franchise owner after serving the brand as a company employee?
Eric, I mean, the biggest thing, and it's kind of the old cliche, I started as a mover and became a driver in college. And while I was still in school, I just learned that I really love the interaction with not only our customers, but also just with our employees. It kind of seemed like a natural fit. And then when Brooke and I got married, she integrated right into our system as well. And it was a great fit for me. I felt personally and professionally. Frankly, I was pretty good at it. So there were a lot of factors that led to this decision.
And Brooke, you became business owners fairly early in life. How did you adopt an entrepreneurial mindset at such a young age? And how were you able to overcome early challenges and achieve the success that you have so far?
Well, I think I've been born and bred a strong work ethic. I had come from a family of business leaders, and from a very young age, I was taught that if you're going to do something, do it well, give it 110%, and if you want something, go for it. I've had a job since I was legally of age to work. I worked my way through college. I bought my first car. You know, nothing was handed to me. And I guess that kind of pursued a drive for being a strong business professional moving forward. Whether I was waiting tables or, bartending in college or working as a customer service representative for Two Men in a Truck out of college, I put my heart and soul in it and tried to do the best job that I could. And that really has continued as I've become a franchisee and really taken on the business ownership role. I definitely have a drive to do it with 110% and be the best that I can be and be a very successful leader in not just the Two Men in a Truck system, but also in the moving industry and breaking some industry stereotypes and really just breaking the mold of the moving industry.
Les, if you would, tell us why you chose to expand to the specific markets that you have. What makes Atlanta, the Triangle, Baltimore, and Washington, D.C. excellent opportunities as a Two Men in a Truck franchisee? And describe a couple of the complementary relationships that you've made along the way with other local businesses, such as retirement communities, real estate groups, etc., that are critical to your success as community movers.
Absolutely. Eric, the Triangle was our first location. We had the Durham facility since 2004, and in 2006, late 2006, early 2007, we started looking at expansion opportunities, and there was one on the southern part of Atlanta, actually specifically Stockbridge, that really kind of fit our need and also kind of fit our MO, if you will. So it was a natural fit for us. A year later, we were able to add a complementary location there, also in the Atlanta/College Park area, and it just was kind of a natural ascension, if you will. Due to name infringement policies, Washington, D.C., the Maryland area was not available for many, many years. But in 2013, when it did become available to you, that too was just kind of a natural fit, and we kind of fashioned ourselves along the I-85 corridor because we did feel like that was, a natural fit for us logistically, and it was, kind of in our core as far as the customer base from, you know, in terms of similarity to our North Carolina and our Georgia markets. We have been able to develop many complementary relationships along the road, several in the Triangle, several in the Atlanta area, and now even D.C. is and Baltimore are still fairly new to us, so still working through those. But retirement communities, lots of places such as cabinet builders, obviously realtors, things like that. Those are just complementary relationships that we can have. We have another design group that works for us here in the Triangle, and they refer us, we refer them, and so those types of relationships are key to our growth and stability.
And to elaborate on that just a little bit, I would say that it's important for our business model to really target areas that are very transient in nature and that are growing communities. So the Raleigh-Durham Triangle area of North Carolina was very natural, and it was kind of our hometown, so to speak. So that's why we went there first. Atlanta was growing locally, and the D.C. and Bethesda-Baltimore area is definitely a very transient market. So in addition to it providing some strategical benefit from a logistics standpoint and maximizing loads and margins, it made a lot of sense for us from a local market perspective as well. And then our business is moving. And so when, you know, people are moving, they're reaching out to their real estate agents. Apartment community referral relationships are essential to our business model and business success. Deliveries for home designers and organizers, developing relationships with businesses that have HR programs or that are moving executives in and out is definitely key to our business success. And we offer some unique opportunities to develop those relationships into concierge level moving, where we really customize the service to meet each specific need based on the consumer's budget and also their moving circumstance.
Today we are joined by Brooke and Les Wilson, franchise owners at Two Men in a Truck, a company that provides a full menu of moving services for residential or business relocation here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. How do you both balance having a business partnership and marriage and not letting one relationship affect the other? And what are some of the sacrifices that you've made in your marriage to become a successful professional husband and wife team?
Well, I guess I'll chime in on that one. Basically, the first year, I'll be honest, was horrible. We jumped right in head first, and we really put a lot of focus on the business itself. And we realized that our marriage was sacrificing as a result of that. And so we took a step back, and we decided to really set some boundaries. These are your responsibilities. These are my responsibilities. And really defined our roles within the organization so that we weren't stepping on each other's toes, and we made a commitment to each other to allow the other partner to focus on those responsibilities and to not really stick my nose in, so to speak, on his role or his task. We also made a commitment to keep work at work, and if that meant we had to work late to finish a project or discussion, we didn't take it home, because taking it home really didn't allow us to step away from the business and have that personal time that we needed. And when we start to get burnt out and things are just overwhelming, we do take some personal time, whether it's a staycation at the house and just vegging, or a long weekend away at the beach. Whatever the case may be, it's important that we do have that escape from the business. And then also, to be honest, it's nice having multi-units when we're at each other's necks and things are getting tough. It's nice to be able to escape to another facility and just take a break from each other a little bit. I shouldn't say that, but it is another benefit of having multi-units within our franchise system.
I'm happy to expand on that as well. We have been professional, we have been successful because we do complement. Brooke is great on the finance end. She's very analytical, and I'm more of the people person. I'm the guy who doesn't mind talking to a brick wall, if you will. So our complements have worked well, both in the business relationship and obviously our marriage is great. We've been married for 12 years, and I plan to die with this person.
Well, well said. Thank you so much for sharing that, not only from a business standpoint, but from a personal standpoint as well. Now, talk to us about what makes 2 Men in a Truck unique? Why is giving back so important to you both and the company as a whole? And take us through a few of the ways that you support the communities that make you great.
Absolutely. The biggest thing, Eric, for us as far as what makes 2 Men in a Truck unique and why we love the concept and love the company as a whole is the family atmosphere. Our corporate office is based in Lansing, Michigan, and you really do get the family feel. It is still a family-owned business, and they're still very involved day-to-day. And it's definitely one of those things that when in a pinch, when we have questions, I feel comfortable enough to pick up the phone and call anyone there. And that family-type atmosphere and that family-type vibe is definitely what makes the company unique, but also I think has been one of the major success points for it. As far as giving back, I mean, it's huge. We are a part of the community, and thus we should not only, you know, we're not only here to make sales within the community, we're also here to help the community develop and be a more than just a company that you can pay to provide services for. There are programs such as Movers for Moms, which is some initiative that we're doing actually right now. We take donations that we will donate to local facilities that will help women who are in domestic abuse situations. We also do a new campaign that's starting in 2015 as Movers for Mutts. Similar concept. We're going to help dogs in the area that sadly need a place to live, and then Movers for Military. Our military is a huge part of our community throughout our relative markets, and thus we want to make sure that not only do the vets have the essentials when they're on deployment, we also want to make sure that when they come back, they have opportunities for employment with us, because they've contributed a lot to our country, and therefore I think it's huge for us to give back to them.
Lastly, what advice would you give other entrepreneurs who are entering a business experience similar to what you have gone through? A young married couple who is starting a business and looking to grow with it and become successful like you have?
Well, I would say if you're going into any type of partnership, whether you're married or you're going in with a friend or just an investment business partner, it's important to have clear understanding of what the partnership roles will be within the business. I'm a strong component for discussing the good, the bad, the ugly before you jump in. That way you can hit the ground running and not experience challenges along the way. I think we do learn from challenges, and so I think in any business opportunity, you're going to have some bumps in the road, but not to be discouraged by those bumps, but instead be open to learning from them and being able to adjust as needed in order to overcome them. I think it's important to be committed to your business. I think that employees are, in our industry, our employees are the backbone of our business. We could not be a moving company if it weren't for the great movers and drivers and sales team and customer service teams that we have. And so committing to your employees to offer a safe, enjoyable, and fun workplace where everybody enjoys coming and feels like they're contributing to a team and they're contributing to the success of the business will really help to launch the business in a positive way. I think that you will be successful if your employees are successful. Customers are happy if your employees are taking care of them. And so I think it's really, really important to be communicative and to make it a fun place to work.
Well, certainly has been good to have had you both. Very inspiring story. It certainly motivates one to kind of duplicate what you both have done, certainly at an early age. And I love what we're seeing here, and certainly have enjoyed your story and your success. Tell our listeners, if you would, where they can get more information about 2 Men in a Truck online.
Yep, our website is www.2menandatruck.com, and that is spelled out TWOMENandatruck.com.
And you can't make it any easier than that. Brooke and Les, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you both continued success.
Thanks, Eric, for having us.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with both Brooke and Les Wilson, franchise owners at 2 Men in a Truck, a company that provides a full menu of moving services for residential or business relocation with a team of fully licensed movers that will customize their services to fit your budget and specific needs while making the experience as stress-free as possible. And once again, the website of reference is 2menandatruck.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.